prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata stands in the office of a prophet and evangelist with outstanding signs and miracles of healings that are associated with her ministry. One of the common testimonies after listening to her preach or teach is the revelation of the word and the opening of eyes to common spiritual truths that are almost startling. Hear her.
Hallelujah. do mighty things. You do glorious things. You are faithful. Awesome is your name. Awesome is your name.
Shimmy is geared up for a miracle. And I believe you are also ready for a miracle. I say, I believe you are also ready for a miracle. Hallelujah. God has blessed us with a powerful woman of God. I should have said, a powerful woman of His. Amen. If it was English, they may mark me down. Say, God have said, God have given us what a powerful woman of God shall be a powerful woman of His. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want you to know that in these 3 days, she's going to pour out her heart to us. Everything that the Lord has laid on her heart, she's going to download everything to us. There will not be any interruptions. You know, at times you are downloading, the internet goes off. No setting will happen in these 3 days. I said, no setting will happen in these 3 days. That the downloading will be terminated. It shall not be terminated. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that we count ourselves very blessed. That in this season, you know, there are Thanksgiving conventions in lighthouse churches, 2,000 churches all over the world. And we count ourselves very privileged that God has prepared us somebody very special. Not only special to God, but also special to our father, Bishop Doug Edward Mills. She's a daughter of Bishop Doug Edward Mills. And for those of us who watch the Healing Jesus campaigns, Bishop ministers with her. She ministers powerfully. Her introduction of the testimonies and the miracles. There are times that even as she's introducing the miracles, more miracles happen to the people. I'm telling you. It's unfortunate. The power conferences, they don't record them, eh? But it's on Facebook. The power conferences, they are also, that's the name implies, power conferences. They are powerful. Amen. So as she's come here, she's coming here with a two-edged sword. The sword of the power conference and the sword of the crusades also. Amen. You know, there are some swords. When you cut like this, you can cut. When you come this way, you cannot cut properly. Don't like langa langa is too local. When you watch some Chinese movies, maybe some sword that was done by some old man, and the blow man goes to look for that old man in some village. And he says, I want this type of sword. Sword that they do one in every 20 years. It's not something that you can just hold around. Every 20 years, they do only one. Very special. And that's the sword that she has come with. Hallelujah. As it cuts away the curses, He brings blessings. That is a sword that she has come to us with in these 3 days. And so I want your heart to be ready. I want you to be very expectant. I want you to believe every word that comes out of her mouth. Because she only speaks what the word of God says. And as you believe it, something wonderful will happen to you. I want us to receive to the pulpit tonight our own prophetess, Olivia Kofi Opata. Oh, give a better shout to Jesus. I say a better shout to the Lord.
Look so beautiful in your ashrobi. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you to Bishop Ni, our father, our father in Nigeria. Hallelujah. I appreciate the man of God. Appreciate the gift of God. He is a rare gift, a rare gem. Hallelujah. And we can see the difference. The difference. Isn't it? What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you made in my life. You are my sunshine.
You are my sunshine, day and night. Oh, what a difference you made.
Yes.
In my life.
Hallelujah. Oh, Bishop Ni, God bless you for availing yourself. What a wonderful man of God. What a blessing we have received in Lagos, in Nigeria. Hallelujah. Oh, Mary, are you here? Benin City, are you here? You should shout for joy because God has used them in our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Want to also say thank you to our mother, Lady Pastor Adele. Such a sweet person. I can see all the smiles on all your faces, showing how deeply we love her. We love her because she loves us. And we can see that she's not pretending. It's coming straight from her heart. Those of us who relate with her, we love her. God bless you, our mother. Amen. Want to say thank you to all the pastors and all the shepherds who organized this program. You've done so well. It's a beautiful thing. Just looking at this place shows us that something mighty is happening in our church. Hallelujah. And I also want to thank Bishop Saki in absentia because I'm wearing his shoes tonight. Hallelujah! So Bishop Saki, wherever you are, every blessing that flows from here, you have a percentage in it. Thank you for being such a great blessing. Standing by our father, Bishop Doug, all these years. Who can find a faithful man? Who can find a faithful man? You have been an example to all of us. And that book he wrote, The Good Assistant, is just like him. Or rather, it's his life that he wrote. Amen. And finally, want to say a big thank you to Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Appreciate him enough because
Only eternity will be able to show us what God has used him to do. One man's obedience has touched all of us, brought so many of us. Remember the first time we arrived in Kobodumasi to plant our lighthouse church there? And then we said, they said, where are you from? We say, lie what? Lighthouse. They're just looking at us as if, where's this name? Hallelujah. And yet, all over the world, right now, we have over 3,000 branches. Hey! What a man! What a man! What an anointing! What a grace! Hallelujah! Amen! And finally, and not the least, I want to say thank you to my own and only, my one and only mosquito in my net. My one and only Hamatan Popo. My one and only sugar in my tea. Hallelujah. So excited. So excited. You should be grateful the Lagos people have not yet arrived. The whole place would have. Thank you, my dear husband, for allowing me to do what I do. Because if you did not agree to it, I won't be doing this. I know there are a lot of women who've been called who have the grace but can't do it because of their partners. The man is the head. And if the head says no, the body cannot operate. Because my handkerchief can fall to the ground. My head cannot pick it up. It's the hand that must pick it up. Do you understand? Yes. So he's the head. And if he says, you cannot pick it up, I can't pick it up. So he has allowed me. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I honor you, Reverend Alex Tete Kofi Opota. Today, some secrets are dropping. Amen. So, tonight, are you ready for a prophetic encounter? Loyalty House Nigeria, are you ready? Angels of God are ready. The Father is ready. The Son is ready. The Holy Spirit is here. Hallelujah! And the demons have scattered. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, lift up your hands tonight to Him. Lift up your hands to Him. Tonight, what a day, what a night, what a grace, what an anointing. What power, what love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, you are worthy, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you, Jesus. We bless your name and adore you. Lift up your name because there is no other God beside you. You are worthy, worthy, worthy to receive all the glory. All the glory, all the honor. It belongs to you, Lord Jesus. It belongs to you. Oh, hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. Adore you, Jesus. Exalt your holiness. Exalt your holy name. No other God beside you. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. worship you
forever, because this God is too good.
Sing, I worship.
I will worship you forever, because this God is too good.
Sing, I will worship you.
I will worship you forever, because this God is too good.
Oh, sing, I will worship. Jesus, we love you.
We
will worship you forever.
You are so good.
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 Oh, you are so good, so good,
Jesus.
You are so good.
You are so good.
So good, Lord Jesus.
You are so good, Lord.
So good, so good.
We
worship you, Lord.
We bless you, Lord.
I know you are just before.
Jesus. Oh, we worship you. We worship your holiness. We adore you. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge that you are here. Thank you that you are here. You are here tonight. Thank you for your word. For your word. For your word. Tonight you will not be the same again. Because you are going to work through your word tonight. Your spirit is here. Your spirit is here. Your spirit is here, Lord. We bless you for the sweet atmosphere. Oh, sweet atmosphere of your power, of your presence, and of your grace. Jesus, we love you and thank you, Lord. Bless your name and adore you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No one like our God. There's no one like you, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are prayed. Oh, hallelujah. You may be seated. We have a few minutes more. No. Hallelujah. Are you excited about tonight and what the Lord has for you? So much. Amen. Now, for this prophetic encounter, I wanted a prophetic book that encapsulates everything we're going to do here. Hallelujah. And I could find none but the book of our daddy, Bishop Doug. Name it, claim it, and take it. Oh, I cannot feel your excitement at all. Name it, claim it, take it. Oh, say it. Name it, claim it. There is no end. I just added the end. It is name it, claim it, take it. Let's say it like one go.
Name it, claim it, take it.
Say it with conviction.
Name it, claim it, take it.
Say it with power.
Name it, claim it, take it.
Say it rejoicing. Name it, claim it, take it. Hallelujah. I see somebody naming it this evening. And then I see somebody also claiming it. Then I see somebody who is taking it home. Take me home. Take me home. Take me home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So who is naming it? And who is claiming it? And who is taking it? Who is this? Where are you? Hallelujah. Now, what you are going to take home today is going to weigh you down. When I was in school, I had in those days we had bushy hair. Afro, good. So, God had graced me with a lot of it. So, my afro was exceptionally big. Now, we were running 400 meters. And they said I should go for it. So, Olivia, would you? I said, okay, come on, I'll run. I had not trained though. My house, I can do all this. My house was not too, you know, so they said, no, go and try. That's okay. And I began, hey, on your marks, get ready, go. I began, I took off. When I finished the 200 meters, I was tired. So now I was running like this.
My friends came and surrounded me. I started singing. Olivia, your bashi. Bashi means your bushy hair. So, Olivia, your bashi is weighing you down. Olivia, your bashi is weighing you down. I will never forget those naughty girls. Olivia, your bashi is weighing you down. No, bashi is weighing you down. More than you can carry. You are taking something home tonight. Hallelujah. Now, with this book, I think that Daddy did a very good thing, because the first sentence he put up, he told us what this whole book is about. So in the first sentence says, what does it mean to name it, claim it, and take it? He said, name it, claim it, and take it is simply a descriptive term for exercising your faith. And that is it. That is what the whole book is about. Exercising your faith. Making use of your faith. Grooming your faith, developing your faith, taking advantage of your faith. Hallelujah. So this is what the book is going to talk about. So it's a very practical book. And if you know Daddy, you know that he's a very, very practical person. Very practical book. Now, so we are going to name it. We are going to claim it. And we are going to take it. And this book is going to show us how to do it. So in fact, the book is divided into two. And most of it is rather about confession. What to say. So that brings me to what I want to tell you this evening about this book. You are going to use three things, three instruments to work on this book. Number one, you are going to use your heart. Number two, you are going to use your ears. Number three, you are going to use your mouth. Hallelujah. So heart, ears, and then mouth. So these three things are going to work tonight, right here. Oh, I say right here. They are the instruments of faith we are going to use. You are going to use your heart. You are going to use your ear. You are going to use your mouth tonight. Say, I will do so. Hallelujah. Your heart. What is your heart? Your heart is your spirit. Those of us who have been coming for the prophetic grain, I will talk extensively about that. Your heart is your spirit. So where is your spirit? Your spirit is inside you. Can we see it? No. But is it there? Yes. Have you seen your brain before? Have you seen your brain before? Do you have brains? Of course you have. Do you feel your brain? No. But it is there. In the same way you have your spirit who is inside of you. And it's called the inner man. Peter calls it the inner man of the heart. Hallelujah. So you're going to use your heart or your spirit. Amen. Then you're going to use your ears. And then you're going to use your mouth. So these are the instruments of faith. This is the system God has put down for us. That if any man is going to use faith, he must use these three things. It's just like how you pick your phone. And your phone has got battery in it. Then you also have a charger. You need these things, three things for the phone to function. You need to charge it so that your battery will be full. If you don't have your battery, it will not work. So if you can have the phone and the battery and there is no power in it, it also won't work. And then you can have the charger and the battery but no phone, it also won't work. So it's a system. And this system works together so that you can be able to use your phone. Hallelujah. In the same way, the heart. Romans 10. Today we're going to be in Romans 10. Romans 10, 17. He says what? Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. How is faith going to come? Oh, pray for me that I'll get more faith. Oh, pastor, I want you to pray. I want faith. Oh, pastor, help me. I want you to be praying for me so I get faith. It will not work that way. God says the only way faith will come is when you what? Hear. Oh, say hear.
Hear.
Say hear.
Hear.
Is somebody going to hear tonight? He says faith will come only by hearing. And what do you have to hear? You cannot hear about Masa Musa. You cannot hear about Mugabe. Hallelujah. That is not what brings faith. You must hear something in particular. What? The word of God. What? The word of God. Hallelujah. So those of you that Oprah Winfrey is the one who teaches you, and she's telling you that you must rise up as a woman, and all, if you listen to her, you will rule your life with her. But you should not rule your life by her, but by the word of God. Hallelujah! If your mother calls you and say, hey, my daughter, as you're going to marry, let me tell you, as a woman, a man in my language, a man is not a pillow that you can put your head safely on. It means that you even as you are with your husband, watch. So you have come into the marriage with suspicion. What are you going to reap? More suspicion. But we have to rule our lives by the word of God. Hallelujah. So we must hear, and that's why we have the podcast, so we can hear. In the kitchen, I have my earphone there. I'm hearing. Everywhere you go, in the car, you must be hearing. And the more you hear, the more your faith will be established. Hallelujah. Then the second instrument, he says, still Romans 10. It says 9 and 10. It says, for with the heart a man believes, then with the mouth confession is made. So with your heart you believe. When you hear the word of God will go and settle in your heart. So when I say heart, I'm not talking about this thing that beats here, but inside of you. So it will drop into your spirit. And with your spirit, you believe. So what is he saying? He's saying that faith, this faith business we are talking about, it is not just sense knowledge, sense believing according to the senses, but believing with the heart. That is what makes your faith effective, when you believe with your heart. Because some people can believe with their senses. So I love a story that he told in the book about a tightrope walker, a man who tied a rope from one end of Victoria Falls to the other. So this is a big fall that when you fall in, you will die. If you look at it, you yourself be frightened. And he ties the rope from one end to the other. And then he sits on a bicycle and rides on it from one end to the other. Powerful, powerful. Then everybody started clapping for him. They did it again. Everybody started. Then he said, who will join me on this bicycle to cross? Thank you very much. Everybody pretended they are deaf. No, we have no head. Oh, yes. So, nobody, who will go? Nobody would go, because we believe, yes, but we believe with our senses, not with our heart. But when you believe with your heart, you begin to act on what you have heard. Hallelujah. So he says, with the heart, man believes. And when we became born again, remember, that is what we brought. This is the system that worked for us when we became born again. With our heart, we believed. We heard the word of God. Then with our heart, we believed. Then we didn't finish. Said, if you know that you want to accept God, come forward and confess Jesus as Lord. Then we came forward and then we spoke with our mouth and said he should be Lord of our lives. And hallelujah. So this is the system God has put down for anybody who's going to operate in faith. If you are going to operate in faith, you are going to do a lot of what? Hearing. And if you operate in faith, you are going to what? Believe with what? Your heart. And then number three, you are going to what? Confess with your mouth. So you are going to say. You are going to say and say and say and say. Hallelujah. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm doing tonight? Amen. So we are taking up with the verse. One verse here. He says, Hebrews 11:6, very popular verse. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, I like what Bishop said here. He said, it's interesting to note that the word of God does not say that without love, it's impossible to please God. So he's not saying, but without love, it's impossible to please God. Then he said, the Bible is not saying that without peace, it's impossible to please God. He says, the Bible is very clear on that. On this fact, that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah! But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Then he said, for he that cometh to God must believe that what? He must believe what? He is. He is, not he was. He is not I was that I was. He is the I am that I am. Present tense. That is what faith does. Faith is present tense. Anytime you are talking and you are in faith, it's going to be present tense. Hallelujah. And I'm almost over with what I came to tell you. It must be present tense. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Present tense. He is. Current. Present. Hallelujah. So, you realize that in our language, I have seen three things that we often. Number one, people say God can. When we say God can, God is able. And the person thinks, I'm walking in faith. So the person says, God can do it. Oh, I believe that God can do it. He's able to do this. Let's say somebody is terminally ill. And the doctor says, give you 4 weeks to live. And then the person says, I know that God can do it. I know that God can do it. I know that this cancer, I know that God can do it. Oh, this leukemia, I know that God can do it. I know that God can do it. When you check the person, you think the person is walking in faith. You think the person is walking in faith. Why? Because they say, God can. God can. But according to Hebrews 11:6, it is not faith. It is not. God can. It's not faith. Because God can says, God is able to do it. But he has not done it yet. So we are waiting for him to do it. So with such people, you hear one language. I am believing God. I am believing God. And I am believing God is not faith. Oh, you will think that I am believing God is faith. But it is not. What are you believing God for? And then we'll come to the next one. God will. God will. Means that God will do it. And people think that when they say God will do it, they are speaking in faith. But it is still not faith. God will do it is still not faith. Why? Because now when he's describing faith, he says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hebrews 11:1. It is giving substance to hope. Hope alone will kill you. Oh my God. Hope kills. Hope alone kills. Listen to me. Hope alone. So you meet the person who is seriously sick. Somebody who is in debt. Somebody who needs a serious miracle. If it does not get that miracle, something bad is going to happen. And the person is saying, God can. I know that God can. And you think you are in faith. No, you are not. Oh, then the person is even is like he has improved. He said, God will do it. God. Now let me tell you. If you do that, you are walking in hope. What is hope? Hope is always pushing the thing into the future. Hope is always pushing the thing into the future. So it's like, here I am. God is coming to meet me. That's how God, he will do it. Immediately you will say, it's not now, but tomorrow. So you push it to tomorrow. God is coming tomorrow to come and meet you. Say, oh, I know God will do. It means that it is not now, but later. So you push it. So you will be pushing and pushing and pushing by saying, I know God will do it. I know. And sometimes when bad things, we say, oh, but the person was really believing God. If there is anybody who had faith, it was that girl. She really, really had faith. She was always saying, I know that God will heal me. I know that God will make a way for me. Oh, I know that God. And when we say tomorrow by this time, God will make a way for me. Tomorrow will come, we say tomorrow by this time. So which time is that? Which time is that? Tomorrow. So today is 29th of November 2017. I'm saying tomorrow by this time, God will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, tomorrow by this time, God will make a way for me. Hey, he will make. So tomorrow God comes around to do it. Immediately you make it up again. Tomorrow by which? Okay, so 30th. We are in 30th of November. He will make a way. Okay, then God. So 1st of December. 1st of December, you are at the supermarket, and God says, okay, I have come. Then you begin tomorrow by this time. God will make a way. Hey, he will make a way. Hey, tomorrow by this time. As you like, tomorrow by this time, God will make a way. Then it's as if God is a liar. But God is not a liar. It is you. You have been pushing the dates. You are, what you have, that thing is not faith. You are walking in hope. 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 Hope says tomorrow. Hope says later. Faith says now. He says, so that is why he said now faith. Now. He didn't say faith. So he said the now faith. When you are talking about then now, faith is then now. Now. He is. Hallelujah. So what then? So which one then is faith? If God can, it's not. If God will, it's not. Because remember, I said God can means he can do it. But you are not talking that he has done it. You are saying that he is able. You are sizing up God. You say he can. But will. So will is also hope. You are saying that God, you postpone it tomorrow. Okay? So which one? Which one is it? And I'm glad that tonight I have it for you. Oh, are you excited? Are you excited? It is not God can. It is not God will. So what is it? Are you ready for it? Oh, are you ready? Are you ready? Do you want to know? It is God has already done it. God has already done it. And my life scripture, then we close. We're coming back tomorrow in full force. Philemon verse 6. You know, Philemon is just one chapter. So Philemon verse 6. Or Philemon. Philemon. Or Philemon. It says, listen, let's all read it. One girl, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, if you are going, your faith is going to be effective. You have to acknowledge every good thing. Every good thing. Is it not a good thing that you'll be driving a four-wheel drive? Is it not a good thing that you have a house? Is it not a good thing that you have a mega church? Is it not a good thing that you have branches? Is it not a good thing that your wife has a baby? Is it not a good thing that you have money in your account? Is it not a good thing that you grow old and you don't die before your time? Is it not a good thing that you will see your children's children? Good policy. And he says, where is this every good thing? Listen. Where is this every good thing? Wait, what? Now, let's read it. Acknowledging of what? Which is in heaven. Okay, which is in heaven. Thank you. Which is in heaven. Which is in heaven. Where is it? Where is it? It's in you. And not just you, but you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah! Acknowledging. You see, Paul had these keys. And you can see why he was moving in leaps and bounds. He said, I need to acknowledge it. How am I going to abide? Saying it. Acknowledging is not just thinking, but saying it. Every good thing is amazing. But we always thought that the good things will come and meet us. He says the good things will not come. They are already in us. Ha. Every good... Listen. He didn't say some good things, but every good thing. Who came here because you want to experience every good thing? We are naming every good thing. We are claiming every good thing. We are taking every good thing. Hallelujah! So what he's saying is that Jesus has already done every good thing in you, in Christ Jesus. He has done it already. Already. I mean, Christianity is a powerful thing. And then you begin to understand why when Paul was asked to pray the prayer for the church. Paul, you're going to die. What prayer will you pray for the church of God? That you are going to die, going to leave this earth. The church is going to... So which prayer would you pray? I mean, what would you say? I'll say, Lord, do something new. I'll say, Lord, pour your anointing. I'll say, Lord, a new wave of your spirit. Paul didn't pray all these prayers. Paul said, I'm praying for these ones that the eyes of the understanding will be enlightened. Why? They must see what has already been done in them. What has already been... Listen, do you know what this does for you? It's because sometimes when God is talking a certain line, we think, oh, I don't know... You better do the same because there's a reason. If I am praying for something, I'm praying for healing, I'm praying for a job, I'm praying for something, and I say, God will do it. It means that it's possible that something might happen and God will not be able to do it for me. I'm saying that it's possible that all things not being equal, something will happen and it will not be done for me. So, God, you look at me. Look at all the tithes I've paid. God, look at the good work I've done. Oh, God, look. Oh, God, look. Look at me. All my performance. Look at what I've done. And reward me. So, now, here you are. Trying to haggle with God. Trying to bargain. So, as you are standing there, doubt can easily get at you. Because Satan can come and say, no, you are not getting it. Say, look at you. You what you say, what God should do for you. Have you forgotten what you did yesterday? Oh. You see, so the God will, that is the disadvantage. But God has already done means that he did it before you were even born.
doesn't depend on you. It doesn't depend on any good thing you've done. It does not depend on you. It depends on what Jesus has done. His finished work. Hallelujah. Why won't faith come up? Why won't somebody like this be strong in faith? When you know it has already been done for you. Why won't you rise up? It's easier when you know it has already been done for you. You will, it's easier. Because the one who is now thinking of how God will do it, says God will, has put in the future. You are now trying to bargain. You are now trying to think through. You are now trying to say, how is it going to come and all that. But if it is already done, and not hanging and floating in the air, but it's done in you, in Christ Jesus. Ah. Hallelujah. So Paul said, Lord, open their eyes. Ephesians 1:17. Paul's prayer. And that's another book by Bishop. I love that book, Strategies of Prayer. Hey, I prayed that prayer for over 1 year. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of his word. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards me as a world who believes, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead. Hey! And set him at his own right, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. I prayed it like, because that is it. That is the Spirit's prayer. He's saying, every good work is here in you in Christ. So now faith is a very simple thing. Because it has been done, what do I do? I fetch it and I use it. I fetch it and that is why the ministry of Jesus became what it was. He went out knowing everything is here already. I've got it. And he says, the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is all in us. That power that raised Jesus from the dead is living inside of us. So when he meets a situation, he will just dip, fetch it and give it to you. Ah! Hey! That's why he told the woman at the well. He said, you don't want to give me water. Then I've got water for you. That when you drink, you will never thirst again. So this water, if you drink it, you will thirst. But the water I'll give you, it will become a well of water. Springing up into eternal life. John 4. Carry something, or we carry. Hey, do you know why the Bible says that God will wipe away our tears when we go to heaven? It's not because of any sin we've sinned, but because when we get to heaven, then our eyes will be fully opened and we will know that all that Satan did was to bluff us, because the Bible says he's already a paralyzed devil. If you go and meet somebody, as Bishop Nee was telling us, who is paralyzed in his wheelchair, and says, "In 30, I'll kill you. What do you do to that? You just take a hit the punch. Shut up. And we should have been doing that. But all Christians are in fear. Somebody told one man of God, said, the devil is running. The man of God said, praise God. So the devil is really running. Say, yes, praise God. Because the man said, so the devil is running after me. Now, I remember one vision I had. I was praying. Then I saw that I was on a road. I don't know, like a race. And then, boom, a demon passed me and was going. And I was like, what kind of vision is that? Then the Holy Spirit said to me, say, anytime you see that a demon has bypassed you, he said, rejoice. It's often because the Father has made a trap there for him. He will fall into it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So this is how we take off today. the faith is here. Tomorrow we are just going. From today we will just fetch it. That's why you see blind Bartimaeus. Where is that eye going to come from? Because if you think God will do it, as you are praying for the sick, you'll be doing, hey, when will the eye come? Because the person is blind. When will the eye come, Lord? As you are laying hands, your hands are saying, hey, Lord, when will the eye come? When will the... But when you go knowing that it's already done. It's already done. You will see that you will go smiling. You will go, you will go so confident. People will say, hey, why are you so confident? Because it's already done. You have inside information. You just dip it. Fetch. Dip it. Fetch. Hallelujah! Everybody who comes to God must believe that He is. He is. He is. Hallelujah. Shall we rise up? That's all time with it. Yes, tomorrow. We are going to go into the book because I've not even spoken about chapter 1, the master key. The master key itself tomorrow. Hallelujah. So just the intro for you to get it. Are you excited about what you've heard today? Are we going to acknowledge? Hallelujah. Are we going to acknowledge what He has done? So we have heard. We are going to confess. Are you ready to confess some things? I think that what we'll do is that we can put it tomorrow. There, what we will confess, so that it comes on, and then we will just all say it together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, begin to thank God. He has done it. He has done it. He has done it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He has done it. Thank you, Jesus. He has done it. Thank you, Father. He has done it. Wanted us to do confessions for victory. Yes, 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 yes. Masoto di alaba shoyte. Yes, Holy Spirit, speak right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are not going running after it. Tomorrow I'm talking about the measure of faith. My God, the master key is going to open all doors. Thank you, Father, for what you've done. Yes, we want to confess for victory. It says confessions for victory. How many of us have the name it, claim it, take it? Are you going to read it now? You are going to devour it. He says, I project and predict victory in all I do. You have to say, as I said, that you say, I project and predict victory in all I do.
I project and predict victory in all I do.
I cannot fail.
I cannot fail.
Because the greater one is in me. I cannot fail. Because the greater one is in me. I project and predict victory in all that I do.
I project and predict victory in all that I do.
I cannot fail.
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 Because the greater one is in me.
Because the greater one is in me.
If God is for me,
if God is for me,
Who can be against me? Then he said, if God is for me,
if God is for me,
with me,
in me,
what evil can succeed against me? In all these things, I am more than a conqueror. In all these things, I am more than a conqueror.
I am
convinced. That neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities,
nor powers,
can separate me from the winning love of God. I am persuaded. I am fully persuaded. That neither enemies,
Or entities,
nor powers,
nor things present,
nor things to come,
nor any other creature,
can prevent me
from experiencing
my blessings in Christ.
I declare
that every battle I'm facing,
has
turned to my favor. Things are working out. In my favor.
Every enemy
that rises against me,
those
weak shall fall
for my sake.
In the name of Jesus.
I reverse
every evil word
spoken against my life.
In the name of Jesus.
I refuse bad news.
I refuse evil tidings. Therefore,
I am blessed.
And highly favored. God has freed me from disgrace.
God
has freed me
from every evil company.
I cannot be defeated anymore.
I
am not confused.
I am not unhappy.
I am not discouraged.
I am not depressed.
I am stress-free.
I
speak to every dark area in my life. And command the light of God. To shine there. No danger comes near my dwelling. I refuse to worry. I reject unbelief and anxiety. I pass all my exams. I overcome all my temptations. I overcome all my trials. In time of famine, the Spirit of God gives me wisdom. School is not a problem for me. I do well in every subject. I predict excellent results. In every exam. I am the head and not the tail. I am the first and not the last. I am a winner. I have winning ideas. I have winning solutions. God is causing me to have victory all the time. I have victory. I am the head and not the tail. My life has a purpose. Impossibilities are becoming possibilities. For me to fail. God has to fail. But because God cannot fail,
I will not fail.
I am not a failure. Laziness has gone out of my life.
He has delivered me.
He has
set me on high.
He has set me on high.
When I call him, he answers me.
In
time of trouble, he is with me.
In time of trouble, he is with me.
He has honored me with long life. He has satisfied me with every good thing. I am satisfied with every good thing. I acknowledge every good thing.
Every good thing
is in me. In
Christ Jesus.
I cannot be defeated.
I am defended.
On every side. By the powers of heaven.
By the blood of Jesus.
I am saved.
I am saved.
By the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God.
The water of the Word. The water of the Word. And the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
I have absolute victory. I have absolute victory.
Absolutely.
Somebody give the Lord a shout. We have it.
Yes.
We have it.
Oh yes.
We already have it.
Yes, Lord.
It's already done.
Yes.
It's done for you.
Hallelujah.
Your healing is not tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Your healing is now.
Yes.
Anybody who is here who has any sickness in your life, that sickness, that pain is leaving you forever.
Amen.
Because Jesus has already done it.
Yes.
He has already done it.
Amen.
It's in you.
Yes.
I cannot feel it. You cannot feel your heart. You cannot feel your brain. You cannot feel your kids. But they are working.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your hands. Begin to thank God. Something mighty has happened. Oh, your faith is working. Your faith is working. Your faith is working. Your faith is working. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. It's happening for you. It's happening for you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you are, the power of God is there. 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 It's right inside of you. Inside your belly. It is there. It is there. It is there. It is resident there. It is resident there. It is resident there. Oh, tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. What you are looking for is already here. What you are looking for is already here. What you're looking for is already here. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Yes.
Oh, Rabbana, 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 R Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne.
Oh, glorious God, come on.
Glorious God, beautiful King,
excellent Lord, come on.
Excellent. I bow before the
Saint again, glorious God,
glorious God,
beautiful King,
beautiful King,
excellent Lord,
excellent God, I bow before
victory, 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 victory in your life.
Yes.
Is it tomorrow that your victory is coming? Is it because God can give you victory? Is it tomorrow by the sign that he will give you the victory? stand in front here. Victory for you as I lay hands on you. Just a touch and you go back to your seat, knowing that you have the victory already. Come and stand in victory. Come and stand here. Come and stand. 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 Victory. 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 Look for us. Hallelujah, sing to him.
Hallelujah, we are falling on him.
Let's sing hallelujah. Exams, this is for you. You have victory. You have the victory. You have the victory. You have the victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If your children who have written exams or are writing exams, they have the victory. Hallelujah!
With ribbons decorated. The Lord has decorated me.
Yes.
Thank you for the decoration. Thank you, Lord, for the decoration. Thank you, Lord, for the decoration. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. The Almighty Lord. It is God. It is God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes!
a victory. You see, victory is yours.
Holy Ghost, yes, sir. You are the reason.
the power of God. The power of God. They must let you go. They must let you go. From today, in the name of Jesus,
I shall pray.
Tomorrow I will deal with the Lord.
Very special.